Today we will entitle our message, The Priority of Stewardship.
今天我们要讲到的主题呢是管家职责的优先次序。
The Priority of Stewardship.
讲到管家职责的优先次序。
Amen. This place is not as good as that place.
这个地方没有昨天那个地方好。
Because a lot of echoes.
好像很多回音。
Amen. Now,There was a, David once said a statement.
有人说了一句话。
And he said in Psalms 13 verse 2, verse 7.
大卫他在诗篇第十三章第七节。
Verse 2.
第二节说。
How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
他说我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢？
In your life today.How long are you going to continue to allow the enemy to be exalted over your life? There are many kinds of enemies of the kingdom of God. Sickness and disease is an enemy. Satanic oppression is an enemy. But I'm telling you, poverty is also an enemy of God.Because the devil knows that if the church prosper, the kingdom will advance. Therefore, he will continue to sow a lie, make sure that the church remains poor. Because when the church is poor, they do not have the ability to finance the Great Commission.That's why we must war against the devil. We must make a war in the realm of finance. We must not allow the enemy to be exalted over our life. We must kick the devil out of our home. We must bind that spirit of poverty.And this is what we must do. But today God has a different word that he wants to speak to his people. There is a very famous Greek scholar by the name of James Moffat. Have you read his Bible called the Moffat Translation? And he made a comment. He said, a man's treatment of money is the most decisive test of his character. How he makes it and how he spends it. What is stewardship?
什么叫做管家的职分呢?
It is summarized by what this man said.
简单的话就是这句话来作为
He said, a man's treatment of money is the most decisive test of his character. How he makes it and how he spends it. I'm so glad that my spiritual motheris here this afternoon. She's here sitting in the front. Hallelujah. You know, Christians love to pray. Christians love to worship God. Christians also love to read the Word of God. But when you come to the area of giving, they shrink back. Have you seen Christians in the churches that love to pray, love to read the Bible, love to worship God, but when they come to giving, they are stingy givers?Amen. They would love to pray, no problem. But if you ask them to give, it's a big problem. Several days ago, an elder told me when I was preaching on money, one of the sisters who loved to pray but find it very difficult to give money away, She ran out of the room and go to the toilet and start crying.
她说前几天呢，当牧师讲到钱的时候，这个主题，然后有的长老跟牧师讲说，有一个姊妹啊，在这里讲到的时候，说到说这有人很喜欢祷告，很喜欢读经，很喜欢敬拜，但不喜欢给。有一个姊妹呢，她就这个样子，她就起身离开，跑到厕所去哭。
And she weep, and she weep, and she weep.
她就在那边哭啊哭啊哭。
She said, "Now I know where is my weakness."
她说我现在知道我的弱点在哪里。
Money is the test.Of a man's character and his weaknesses. You remember one day in the book of Mark, chapter 10? One day Jesus talked to the rich young man. You remember what he tells the rich young man? He says, young man,If you were to sell away everything you have and give to the poor and follow me, this will be the wisest choice of your life. Before that, the young man was telling Jesus, I love the Lord.I keep the Ten Commandments. I'm a holy Christian. But when it comes to money, he failed God. And he went away very sorrowful. And do you remember what did Jesus told the disciples?Now, you don't have to turn your Bible, I will quote that scripture for you. It was in Mark chapter 10 and verse 24. And you know what Jesus said unto his disciples? Children, how is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? That man was a good Christian. That man loved the Lord. But when it comes to the money issue, it reveals that man's character. Because he's saying that man trusts in his riches more than he trusts.In God. That's why in church you cannot know who is a real Christian, who is really a Christian that obey God. You won't know. Because if you go to church, everybody, hallelujah. They will wave their hands and their voice is so holy.And you do not know who really loved the Lord. But God has a way. He said, if I can touch a man's pocket, I can touch his heart. Then he said, I will test that man in the area of finance. Ladies and gentlemen, today,In your own eyes and in your own estimation, you may think that you really love the Lord. But if God were to put you into a money test, and God give you an amount that you must give to the kingdom, would you obey Him? Most Christians will fail the test.He said, no, I don't feel God's test. You know how Christians obey God in the area of giving? Give you an example. Let's say God dropped a figure of $1,000 into the person's heart. And you know God was speaking to you. And first thing you do is,Get thee behind me, Satan. It must be Satan. Anything that talk about money, it must be Satan. Then you go back to your room and God continues to talk to you about the $1,000 offering. And then you know that God was speaking to you. And then you begin to bargain with God. God, I love you. I love to give. But look at my expenses. Look at what I must spend. I don't have enough money. We have a lot of but. And so in the end, you negotiate with God. God, I tell you what, based on my situation, I will give 500.
讲到这边呢，讨价还价之后说，好，主啊，这样子好了，500块好了。
So most Christians give the money away,
是的确有贡献,
but they are not giving the exact amount that God has told them before.
人家他们给的都不是神所感动的金额。
And you know what happened?
结果怎么了?
That $500 he gave away,
他所贡献的那500块钱,
has no blessing. Because it was a gift of disobedience. Have you given often this kind of giving away? And after you give it away, you say, why God don't bless me? And then you say, this subject of giving is not real. I've given one, but yet I'm not blessed. Check carefully how you give unto the Lord. There's another a famous minister of God by the name of Warren Wisby. He wrote a lot of books. And he said this about money. Material wealth is either a window through which we see God or a mirror in which we see ourselves. This man said it right to the dot. I repeat it again. Man's wealth is either a window through which we see God or a mirror in which we see ourselves. Through your giving, you either see God's faithfulness or you see the stinginess and the selfishness of your own heart. There's someone that said this, fortune does not change man, it only unmasks them.
他说财富不能够改变人,
very interesting.
很有意思吧?
Fortune does not change men, it only unmasks them.
财富不能改变人,
have you noticed some Christians say, God, if you were to bless my career, I will give this amount to the kingdom. And then when God blessed them, they forgot about their vow. And someone will come to the pastor and say, Pastor, please pray for my business. And if my business really turned around, I will give this amount to the building fund. But after their business prospered, you don't see them anymore. Money reveals a lot about our hearts. That's why there was a saying, riches serve a wise man but commands a fool.
所以有一句话说，财富是服侍智慧的人，却只会控制愚昧的人。I
repeat, riches serve a wise man but command a fool.
再说一次，财富服侍智慧的人，却只会控制愚昧的人。Amen.
Now, how much do you have in your wallet today?
你今天钱包里面有多少钱呢？
I will put it in another way. How much do you own those money that is in your purse or in your wallet?
我再重说一次，就是你的口袋里面的钱有多少是你所拥有的呢？
Because this afternoon we are going to talk about stewardship.
因为今天下午我们就要谈到管家的职分。
So would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 15.
我们一起来看路加福音十六章十到十五节。
He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have been unfaithful, have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all those things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
路加福音十六章十到十五节，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶罪的、爱美的，就是重罪的、轻美的。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话，就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说：“你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。”
When Jesus talked about stewardship, the Pharisees, the religious leader, heard it and make fun of Jesus.
当耶稣讲到管家的职责的时候，这些宗教的这个法利赛人，他们呢却嗤笑耶稣。
But Jesus said it is no fun matter; it's a serious matter before God.
可是呢，耶稣却说，这在神面前是非常严肃的事情，不是好笑好玩的事。
And when he talked about this issue of money, he ended by saying, "God knows the hearts of every man."
讲到关于钱的主题，最后耶稣讲的是说，是的，神认识每一个人的心。
And he said, what is highly esteemed by man is an abomination in the sight of God.
他说，讲到人所尊贵看重的事，在神的眼中是可憎恶的。
If you see money.As the greatest thing in your life, you will see money as your God, then God is saying it's an abomination in His eyes.
如果你把神看成是你的神，把钱看成是你的神，看成是一生最重要的，这在神的眼中是可憎恶的。
Firstly, in order to understand, why do we need to talk about stewardship, by the way?
第一，我们先了解为什么我们要谈到管家的职责呢？
Before you can prosper in this life,
在你的生命能够得到兴盛之前，
before God releases His grace and His power to help you to prosper in this life,
在神释放他的恩典和能力使你兴盛之前，
this is the lesson that you must pass.If you cannot pass this test today, forget about prosperity. Forget about riches. God will not give it to you. So this lesson is very important. If you cannot pass through this phase, you will never, never go into what God has intended for your life. Now the first thing that we need to understand is God owns every earthly resources.
第一件事我必须要明白的就是神他拥有地上所有的资源。
Because in Psalms 24 and verse 1, it says, The earth is the Lord's with all its wealth the world and all the people living in it.
在诗篇二十四篇的第一节，耶和华是说，地和其生活充满的世界和住在其间的人都属于神。
Look at what God said.
神怎么说呢？
He said the whole earth belongs to the Lord.
他说全地都是属于神的。
Including all the natural resources, including all the wealth and the gold and the silver, he said it belongs to the Lord.
包括所有的天然资源，包括所有的金银，都是属于神的。
The first thing that you must learn about money is God owns every earthly resources on the face of this earth.
在前面的事情上，你第一个要明白的就是，神他拥有世界上、地球上所有的资源。
In Psalms 50 verse 10,
在诗篇五十篇第十节，
I own already every wild beast in the field. The hills are mine and the herds that people them.
他的森林中的百兽是我的，天山上的牲畜也是我的。
God say, not only the earth is mine, now he goes into detail, he said every wild beast belongs to God, every hill belongs to God, every forest belongs to God, every cow, every cattle, every goat, every sheep, everything belongs to God.
他说你说到地球是属于神的，神的圣地也讲到，其中的森林、里面的百兽、那些牲畜、那些牛羊、那些山庄，全部都是属于神的。
In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8.
在哈该书第二章第八节。
He said, "Mine is the silver, mine is the gold. It is Yahweh Shabaoth who speaks."
他说，万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
You know what God is saying? At first, from Psalms 24, he said it in a very magnificent, macroscopic level. The whole earth belongs to me. Then he narrowed down to the microscopic level. He said the forest is mine, every wild beast is mine, the hills and the mountains is mine. And then finally in Haggai, he says, those gold and silver that you are holding in your hands also belongs to God.
在华盖中还有更细的来讲，你手上所拿的金子，所拿的银子也是神的。
If you put it in the modern day understanding,
如果我们把它换作现代的情况来说，
we could put Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 this way.
我们可以把哈该书第二章第八节说成另外一样。
The paycheck is mine, say of the Lord of hosts.
说万军之耶和华说，薪水是我的。
The bank account and your shares are mine too.
你的银行账户，你的股票也是我的。
The gold, the diamond ring, the ruby necklace are mine.
你的金戒指、钻戒、你的红宝石项链都是我的。
Everything that you own belongs to God.
你所拥有的一切都是属于神的。
Because if you don't understand this first point, you miss what is prosperity is all about.
所以如果这一点你想不通的话，你就误解了到底兴盛是什么。
God doesn't bless you in order for you to own prosperity.
神不是要祝福你，然后让你去拥有这些财产。
God bless you in order you become a steward of His prosperity.
神把财富加给你，是要你成为这财富的保管家，替他保管。
When God gives you that prosperity, it is still not yours.
当神把兴盛加给你的时候，这些都还不是你的。
That is why Christians make a mistake in this area.
那就是为什么很多基督徒在这方面犯错。
They divided money in a very precise way.
他们把钱呢分得很清楚。
They said 10% of the time is God.
他说我的十分之一是属于神的。
90% of my salary is mine.
那么我薪水的90%是自己的。
But if you understand scripture, God say every gold, every silver, that is the currency of ancient Israel in those days. Every money is mine.
可是如果你真的了解经文，你就知道刚刚我们讲到，金子是神的，银子是神的，这些在当时都是货币的单位，所以这些也是都是神的。
Some of you feel very hard to swallow it down now. But I'm telling you, bitter medicine, if you can drink it, it will bring a cure to all the uncleanness that is in your heart, covetousness, greed, and lust.
可是你知道吗？我们所谓的良药苦口，如果很苦的药你喝得下去，能够把你里面的贪心、这些不干净都把它洗干净了。
First thing you must understand.
第一件事你必须要认识。
God is the only sole owner of this whole world.
神是这个世界唯一的拥有者。
And His name today, He wants to introduce it to you.
今天我们要向各位介绍他的名字。
We have learned about the names of God.His name is Yahweh. His name is Jesus. His name is Elohim. But there's another name that God wants to let you know. His name is Adonai. The word Adonai is mentioned over 300 times in the Old Testament. The word Adonai simply means master, owner, or lord.In ancient Israel until today, the Jews are very afraid to pronounce the sacred name of Yahweh or Jehovah.So they used another name so not to offend his holiness. He used the name Adonai. Every Jew in Israel understands the name of God is also known as Adonai. Adonai means God is the master, is the owner, is the Lord of your life.The word Adonai, his name signifies ownership of all and everything on this earth. Our money belongs to God. Our money belongs to Adonai. True stewardship begins when we have a proper recognition of his ownership.We don't have a last word on how to spend it, how to invest it, or how to use it. If that is true, what then is my possession today?The tidings and the offerings are his, are all his.We don't give to God. A lot of times we say we give to God. Actually, we return back to the original owner. Because it was his in the very first place. That's why you remember in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. He said, you have robbed me of the tithes and the offering that is due to me.Now think very carefully. If the money belongs to you, now let's even separate the tithe. Because many people feel that, yeah, the tithe belongs to the Lord.But God says the giving and your offering also belongs to the Lord. Because he was talking to Israel, he said, you have robbed me, where? In tithes and in offering. Now, think deeper. If the tithes and the offering belongs to you, if you really own that money, how can God say you robbed him? If that money belongs to you, how can God say you robbed me that it belongs to me? Amen? This is spiritual logic. God said, you robbed me in tithe and offering, which means the money in the first place doesn't belong to you. Therefore, one tenth of your salary or your tithes is God's. The other 9/10 also belongs to God. Tithes and offering is the acknowledgement of God's rightful ownership. If you really want God to bless you this afternoon, listen very carefully to this message. If businessmen don't pass this test today, I can tell you God will never put millions into your hand. Amen. Number two. God has chosen and appointed all of His beloved children as His steward. So let me repeat again. Point number one, God owns every earthly resources, including your money. Number two, God has chosen and appointed all of His beloved children as His steward. Now, what is stewardship? The substance of wealth and possession are handed over to a responsible person and trusted to manage that belongs to somebody else. Do you know that the money that you now have doesn't belong to you? It belongs to God. And God wants you to be the responsible person to manage His money. A steward is the custodian or assigned manager of all the delegated resources of the kingdom. In Luke chapter 20, verse 9 to 16, there is a parable of the vineyard. And that was the parable about stewardship. And in the story, it said one day the master of the vineyard is going to come back and inspect what have they done with what God has entrusted to them. You know something? Whatever God has blessed you, you have to answerable to God one day. God say, I bless you with $1 million. What have you done with the $1 million? The more God bless you, the heavier the responsibilities. That's why businessman, when you handle great amount of money, great is your accountability before God. Why do we need to talk about money? Because there are 820 references on money and wealth. In the Bible, 820 references, including gold and silver, excluding land property. And Jesus was a great teacher. He preached many parables. Jesus taught 37 parables. And out of 37 parables, 17 parables are on money. imagine 17 out of 37 parables are on money. Jesus emphasized on the money issue. Do you not know that money is mentioned twice more than heaven and hell? Now we know heaven and hell is a very important subject about our future eternity. But in your Bible, money is mentioned twice, two times more than heaven and hell, more than the eternal subjects. And God intends to use money to propagate His glory on the face of this earth. There are three basic purposes of money circulation on this earth. Number one, why money is given to you? So that you can advance His kingdom work. Acts chapter 11 verse 29, when there were certain parts of Asia Minor, they were having a financial drought, and Paul and Barnabas was prompted with other Antioch Christians that they sold something to minister to the brethren over there. And even in the book of Malachi, money was mentioned because he said that you must bring the money back into the storehouse so that the work of God can continue. Number two. Money is important in God's eyes because He wants you to use money as a good Samaritan to bless and help your brethren in the Lord. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 4, He says that you must use your money to bless those who are needy, bless those who are poor. Money is for the basic needs of helping others. And number three, the third purpose of money. Money that God puts into your hand is for you to enjoy it yourself. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18. God says, I will give man wealth and riches. It is his portion to enjoy on this earth. So this is the three main purpose, basic purpose, why God give you money. One is for God's kingdom. The second is for helping others who are in need. And thirdly, it is for your own needs. Now this time we just covered Luke chapter 16. And that passage is about good stewardship principle. And now I'm going to use that passage to reveal to you the five warnings of money management. Five warnings about money management. Let's begin from verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. You can write it down, the first warning. Poor money manager or steward of a little will eventually be poor money manager of plenty. I repeat again, poor money manager of a little eventually will be poor money manager of the plenty.
小钱管不好，最后大钱也管不好。
Can you imagine if God bless you?
你可以想象如果神祝福了你
，with a job that you draw a salary of $3,000 a month.
可能你得到的工作是每个月3000块。
Your money currency is how much? 30,000 NT. If you are not faithful in that money that God puts into your hand, you think God will put more money? Most people are dreaming. They dream, God, if you give me $1 million, I will give you more. If you can't even handle the 30,000 NT, and you are telling God, I'm telling you, if you bless me with $1 million, I will give more to your kingdom. It's a bluff. You know, I have many businessmen that comes to me. Pastor, pray for me. My business is God's kingdom business. Oh, my business is God's business. Pastor, please pray for me. And you know what happened? 10 out of 10 times, 9.5 times, it is always like this. When God bless them, that business is not God's business. It is their business. And that's why most businessmen is going to suffer losses in the coming days. Amen. They sound so spiritual, but they are not faithful. When God blessed them in the first year, they are not faithful in that little amount. And they say, God, please bless me with more. So God is not blind. I want you to know this powerful truth. God is not blind. He knows your heart. He will not blindly give you prosperity. Number 2, verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? This is the second warning. Somebody is adjusting the mic, is it? Don't adjust the mic. Failure to be faithful with God's money will disqualify you of the greater riches of God. Do you know God has a great plan for everybody? But it is we who disqualify ourselves from the great plan of God. God wants to bless His people abundantly. But it is they who disqualify themselves from the goodness of the Lord. Because they fail to be faithful at the present moment of their life with the money they have in their hand, so they disqualify for the future greater promotion. If you want God really to bless you, what you do with your money today is very important test of your life. If you fail this test now, you will never be promoted. Number 3, verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man, who shall give you that which is your own? That is failure to manage faithfully. That which belongs to another will forfeit you of owning your own riches in the future. You know what we do is, I notice when I go to different countries, I saw some Christians are blessed mightily by God. But you know what they do with the money? Their money was not given back to the kingdom, but they used their money to build big mansions for themselves. So sometimes I go to a particular house. They say, I love the Lord. I really serve the Lord. So I look at their huge mansion. I say, only two of you stay in this house? And it was a huge house. And inside it was Roman column pillar. I thought I had entered into the living hall of an emperor. And then I saw the Roman sculpture of soldiers, and it was, wow, fine arts all over the wall. It was a huge mansion, only two of them stayed there. And they said, Pastor, please pray for my business. I said, what's wrong? Money not coming in, Lord. Oh. But where are all the money? I give to God, Lord. I said, oh, you give all this to God and it's in your house. That's what some businessmen do with their money. Of course, I'm not talking about you. You are very holy. But you know who I'm talking about. Verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The fourth warning that was issued by Christ is a man cannot be loyal to Christ and be gripped at the same time with the love of money. After traveling for over a period of time in 13 countries, I found out why Christians are poor. And it was very sad that Christians are poor. Because God is a rich God, but His people are poor. But I found out why Christians are poor. You know what I found out? I found out that with their lips they say they love God, but with their heart they love money. And because you love money, you remain poor. You say, Pastor, I don't love money. I love God. Oh yeah, you love God? Prove to God in your tithes and offering. Most people say they love God,
很多人都说他爱主。
Then tell me how much you give to God.
那你告诉我你给神多少呢？
I want to see your money.
我要看到你给神多少钱。
Can you show me how much you give to God?
你给我看看你给神多少钱呢？
Most Christians cannot.
大部分基督徒都。
Most Christians are very proud. Oh, I give 10%.
很多基督徒他们是有给十一贡献。
10% is only for new converts.
你知道吗？那个十一贡献是新刚信主的人付的。
You are an adult Christian.
你们都是老基督徒了。
You should give more to God.
你们应该给更多才是。
Amen.
Amen.
And now let's come to verse 14 and 15.
我们再看是四十五节。
The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all those things, and they deride him. And he said unto them, You are they which justify yourself before men, but God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
十四节，法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这话，就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说：你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
This afternoon's message is a sober matter.
今天下午所讲的主题呢是非常重要的。
But this is the foundation that you must learn it well.
不过呢，这只不过是一个基础的课程，你必须好好的学习。
So that when tonight you come for tonight's meeting,
所以当你今天晚上来参加聚会
，with a right heart attitude,
你才能够带着一个正确的态度。
Tonight you are going home with a shout of joy.
你就能够带着欢喜。
That's what you're going to do tonight.
这就是今天晚上要做的。
Because powerful revelation is coming.
因为还有力的一个启示要来到。
Now the first big warning is those who place excessive emphasis on money will show mocking contempt or scoff at the principles of scriptures and justify their covetous actions.
第五个警告，过度强调钱的人将表现出嘲笑轻视圣经的原则，并且为自己的行为辩解。
These are the five warnings.
刚刚我们所提的五个警告。
And if you can take it to these five warnings,
如果你能够把这五个都记住。
I know one day when you stand before the great white throne, the throne of grace, you will not be ashamed of having been a poor or bad steward of God's finance. Now I'm going to make a very important statement. Alright, are you ready?
好，准备好喽。
Do you own money or money owns you?
是你拥有金钱还是金钱拥有你?
This is the very important question. Do you own the money or the money owns you?
是你拥有金钱还是金钱拥有你?
Do you master the temptation of money or money becomes your master?
是你能胜过金钱的诱惑还是金钱胜过你?
That was a famous old pastor once said this. He said, money is the litmus test of your character. Your value of money speaks volume of who you are. I repeat again. You value money, your value of money speaks volume of who you are. You know, have you heard of people say, talking about money again? You know, the church wants my money. That tells me they value money very tightly, very highly, which speaks about who they are. That's why they talk like that. They are not willing to release to God. Now, today, I'm going to share with you the three views of money. And it's taken from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, from verse 5 to 23. But because of time, we will only read from verse 22 onwards. Second Kings 5:22, and he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there may come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two change of garments." And Naaman said, "Be content, take two talents." And he urged them and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they laid them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took from their hands and bestowed it in his house. He let the men go and they departed. But when he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went no heeder." And he said unto him, "Will not my heart be with you when the man turn again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yard and vineyard and sheep and oxen and manservant and maidservant?" Verse 27, "The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and to thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.
二哈耶两个少年人，紧接这门徒从以法莲山地来见我，请你赐他们一哈耶德的银子，两套衣裳，打扮作几兽，带哈耶德在三个几兽，并将二哈耶德的银子装在两个口袋里，又将两套衣裳交给两个仆人，他们就在基哈基面前抬头行走，到了山冈，基哈基从他们手中接过来，放在屋里，打发他们回去。 基哈基进去站在他主人面前，以利沙问他说：“基哈基你从哪里来？”回答说：“无论你又往哪里去。”以利沙对他说：“那人下车转回营里的时候，我的妻子没有去呢。”这岂是受银子衣裳来赶男人、葡萄人、牛羊、仆婢的时候呢？因此乃他的爸爸封闭，沾染你和你的后裔直到永远。
Now, in this story, there are three characters. Naaman, the leprous Syrian captain. Then you have the servant of the prophet, Gehazi. And then you have the old prophet Elisha. These three characters represent the three views of money. Now we'll talk about the first view of money that is represented by the character Naaman. Naaman is a Syrian general, a veteran warrior, listed in the who and who in Syria, a famous man. And so, his name Naaman in the Hebrew means pleasantness. He doesn't match his name. His name is pleasantness, but he looks unpleasant because of leprosy. Pleasantness is nice to behold. What do you call it? Pleasantness. Pleasantness. But when you look at Naaman, he doesn't look good, full of leprosy. Amen. Now here, Naaman came with a problem. And the king of Syria said, "There is a prophet in Israel that can solve your problem." And through a young girl that introduced him to the old prophet Elisha.
通过这个女仆人呢，就介绍他来认识比丽莎。
So he brought along with him much money and much garments in sacks, and they came to Israel looking for Elisha.
男的人带着很多的钱，还有很多的衣服，一袋一袋的要去找比丽莎。
The amount of money and the amount of the garments that he carried along, intending to bless Elisha, that.Quality of work is equivalent to today US $80,000.
你知道他所预备好要带去给以利沙的那些钱，他那些衣服，他总共的价值呢是大约现在的美金80,000块。
Now this is 2,900 years ago.
你要知道那是2,900年以前哦。
Therefore, US $80,000 worth of money is a lot of money.
所以美金80,000块在那时候实在是很大的一笔钱。
Now Naaman came to represent the first view of money in this world.
乃曼他代表着第一种对金钱的看法。
It is called money talks.
就是金钱万能
money talks
金钱万能
that's why he brought a lot of money along with him
那就是为什么他带着大笔的钱跟着他
he believed that money can buy over Elisha's prophetic anointing to heal him
他相信呢因为花钱可以买通比利沙用他坚信的恩膏来医治他的病
now we know there is power in money
我们知道的确钱是有能力的
Recently, there was a businessman, and he came to me and said, my son's U.S. student visa was disapproved, and it may take another 1 year before he can be approved again.
那有一位商人就来找我说呢，我的儿子他的美国签证呢没有通过，必须呢要等一年才能够要办证。
And the mother came crying, said, Pastor,Please don't let my son stay one more year in this country. I want him to go to America to study. I don't want him to waste his time.
然后那个妈妈就来找我，哭着跟我讲说，我不想再让我的女儿在那边再待一年，我希望她到马上去美国念书啊。
I say God will answer your prayer.
我说神他会回答你的祷告。
We pray over the application form.
我们就为这个申请表来祷告。
Even though the letter was released by the embassy saying.You will only can apply again 1 year from now.
虽然大使馆已经说了，他们要等到一年之后才能够再申请。
We lay hand on the application and say, God, do a miracle about it.
我们还是按手在那申请表上会说啊，求你行一个神迹。
After prayer,
祷告之后
I said, you can go home now.
我说你现在可以回家了。
Pastor, you must pray, no?
Hello, 牧师，你一定要为我祷告。
You know, people who pray, they still want to pray some more.
他们有人叫我祷告，又要再祷告。
They didn't pray in faith.
他们没有用信心来祷告。
They pray out of fear.
他们是带着恐惧祷告。
Pastor was praying, no?
No, 牧师，你一定要祷告。
I said, don't worry, God is in control.
不要担心，神会替你祷告。你回家吧。
And finally, in 2 weeks' time,
最后两个礼拜之后。
The application visa was approved.
他们果然申请签证的这个过程已经通过了。
Now he said, how was it approved?
你说怎么过的？
There is another side of the story.
原来这个故事还有另外一面。
You know what his father did?
你知道爸爸做了什么事吗？
His father go back to his own nation and talk to the bankers.
原来他爸爸回到自己的国家去跟那个银行。
He said, do you know any good lawyers in America that works in the embassy? Look what he said. I will pay any amount to get my son's application approved.
他说呢，我想尽办法，不管花多少钱，一定要让我儿子的签证通过。
The banker said, if you have money, no problem.
他的银行家跟他讲说，就先好办事。
And you know what happened?It was approved. It was approved.
结果真的通过了。
Money talks in this world.
是的，在这个世界上，金钱似乎是万能的。
The world thinks like this.
更糟的事情。
I may not have much money now.
就是说，可能我现在呢没有很多钱。
But someday I want it to talk for me.
但是有一天，我就要让钱对我说话。
I will give pride to buy my way through in life.
我会用贵重来买通我一生的路。
This is the first view of money, money talks.
这就是第一种对金钱的看法，认为金钱忘了你。
And that is why what the world hold on to this view.
这就是大部分世界上的人所抓住的看法。
You remember in the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 16 to 21?
你还记得路加福音十二章第十六到二十一节？
It talks about the prosperous farmer that believes in the power of money.
讲到有一个很有钱的农夫，他相信金钱的能力。
He planned his building projects and accumulate wealth for his old age.
他呢，为自己积攒财宝，为了他的晚年来做准备，盖了很多的仓房。
Though money talks in this world,
虽然在这个世上金钱
，However, money cannot buy salvation.
但是我告诉你，金钱不能够买救恩。
That man died that night and he went straight to hell. If God said, you are a fool who is obsessed with money today, I will claim your soul. That prosperous farmer had many buildings. God is not impressed with big buildings.A lot of us thought we create a big building for the glory of God. You mean God wants to live inside that building? God don't live in that building, God lives in heaven. I remember one day, a pastor invited Dr. Morris Soro to bless his church building.
有一个人就邀请十五个牧师呢去祝福他们的建堂。
And he prayed a prayer.
他就去祷告。
And he looked at the pastor.
他看着那个牧师。
Wow, this is a big building.
他说哦，这个教堂好大哦。
But please don't let it become a museum.
可是请你不要让这个教会变成博物馆。
Amen.There are many church buildings in Europe are useless now. He has no need of your goods. God cannot be bribed.
是的，你要知道神不能被你收买。
Now, very interesting.
很有意思。
You remember in Psalms 50?
你还记得在诗篇五十篇？
He said God owns all the hills.
说神天上的牛万山的羊都是神。
He owns all the thousand hills and all the cattle upon the hills.
所有的牛羊都是他的吗？
All the cows belong to God. Yet, he ate no beef burger. He doesn't need cow. But yet he owns them. Have you ever seen God queue up for McDonald's and say, can you give me a beef hamburger, please? That's why God said so clearly in Psalms 50, verse 12 and 13. Now go back and read what God said to Israel. Now this is what God was talking in the conversation. If I were hungry, I would not ask you for food.This is what God says. Which means God don't need your money. But you need God. He said this. If I were hungry, I would not ask you for food. For the world and everything in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls and or drink the blood of goats?God doesn't need all these things. But you need Him. Money is just a way for you to know that you really need God. That's why Naaman, the pre-encounter Naaman and the post-encounter Naaman was a two different picture.
所以我们发现跟神相遇之前的乃曼跟相遇之后的乃曼是两个完全不同的人。
Naaman came to Israel with a world views of money.
乃曼他本来带着世界的价值观、金钱观来找。
He came and meet the prophet.
他来找先知。
And he found God.
他在那里遇见了神。
He said, I'm going back to Israel, Assyria.
现在我要回到亚兰去。
In verse 17, he said, I will not worship any other God except your Lord.
在第十节，只记得他说，我不会再去拜别的神，除了你的神之外。
He was a changed man.He knew that God cannot be bribed with his $80,000. God doesn't need his money, but he needs God to heal him of his leprosy. This is the world view about money.Can I ask you a question? A very familiar quotation, everybody quoted on the lips. You remember in Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Can I ask you? How do you seek God's kingdom?How? Many people have many, many ways. Say, oh, preach the gospel. Now I will show you the right way how you seek God's kingdom. Can you all turn your Bible to Luke chapter 12? Luke chapter 12, verse 31.
31节
Now in verse 31 he says, But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, this is the same quotation from Matthew
6:33.
You agree? Amen? Now notice,This was part of a conversation. Because the conversation doesn't start here. The actual conversation actually started in verse 13. In verse 13, he was talking about two brothers were quarreling over who owns the inheritance of the father. And so that he was talking about a money issue. And then he talks about the parable of the prosperous, foolish farmer.That is from verse 16 to verse 21. And then in verse 22, and he said, he continued the conversation. And he continued all the way speak until verse 40 and so on.So verse 31 was in the middle of the conversation. So if you really read from verse 13 onwards, then verse 13 onwards, what was Jesus emphasizing on? It was a money subject.It was a money subject. How do you seek God's kingdom? By having a right attitude concerning money. He said that the foolish, prosperous father was not a good steward of the blessings of God. Ladies and gentlemen, being a good steward is the way to seek God's kingdom.That's why he says in verse 21, He that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. How do you seek God's kingdom? By following the rule in verse 21.If you laid up treasure for yourself, you are not seeking God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Now we come to the second B. view of money.
那我们再来看经典的第二维说。
It is represented by the servant Gehaziel.
是由金哈西这个角色所代表的。
The word Gehaziel in the Hebrew means goggle eye.Now, what is a goggle eye?
什么叫做眼睛瞪着？
Have you go to a fish tank or aquarium and you saw goldfish?
你有没有去水族箱、水族馆呢？看到一些金鱼？
And you saw their eyes pop out?
我们看到那金鱼眼睛都凸凸的。
That is called goggle eye.
就是让眼睛瞪大的。
In other words, the emphasis was on the eyes.
也就是他强调的是眼睛。
Another meaning means it is the valley of a visionary.
另外它的意思是意象者的山谷。
But you know something?
可是你知道吗？
God says there's something special about His eyes represented by His name.
就是因为它这个名字也代表了他自己的眼睛是有特别的。
Ladies and gentlemen,
各位
yet he was blinded. His vision was blinded by money.
但是他本来应该是有意象的，可是他的意象却被金钱所蒙蔽。
God said his eyes are special, but yet he was blinded by money.
本来神说他的眼睛是特别的，但是他的特别的眼睛却被金钱所蒙蔽。
When he was living his life, he had observed the sacrificial and frugal living of Elisha.
因为在他自己的一生里面，要亲眼看到以利沙他的生活怎么样和神的祝福。
怎么样的淳朴的生活 is it? Frugal living.
真的他过得很简朴。
He knew that this man was really a man of God.
他知道他真的是属于神的人。
How this man was not affected by money. He rejected the offer of Naaman.
他看见神的先知怎么样拒绝马门的能够过简朴的生活。
And he understood that the Syrians are the enemy of Israel.He knows that it will be scandalous to accept money from the enemy of Israel. But unfortunately for poor preacher Gehaziel, probably he had a wife that had different views on money. Because when he married a full-time minister,She has to fast and pray a lot in order to have money to buy a new dress. But now she heard that Gehaziel had an opportunity to get money from the general. 有机会捞钱了。Wow, a business, a money opportunity is here. Gehaziel, you must get the money. Then all our financial problem is over. And so, I know it's a story, but I'm just giving you a picture. And so poor Gehaziel had no choice but to think of a plan. So when Naaman left Elisha's house, he ran out to chase after the chariot. Oh, he became an Olympic runner. He ran and ran and ran. And he catch up with Naaman. He was breathing very hard. Oh, General!My master just talked to me just now. He was forgetful of one thing. He forgot that there were two Bible school students that he wants to help, but he had no money to help. And my boss talked to me that they need money to support these two Bible school students. Can I take some clothes and some money from you for a mission trip? And so Naaman gave the garments and the talent of silver to him. And he put it in his own pocket and bring it home. And his wife was so happy. I believe that this is not the kind of wife of the kingdom of God, amen?
But
Gehazel represents the second view of money. What is the second view of money? Use money for my own profit. Use God for my own profit. We always use not God's name to advance our own causes and purposes. One day we come in the prayer meeting. We say, God, please give me a job. I want to serve you, but I have no job. If you give me a job, I will testify and I will serve you in the ministry. And when God gave him a job, he lost his spirituality. And his job becomes his idol. This is Gehazel's view of money. Using God for your own purpose. A lot of people come for God. If I can sign this contract and I have money coming to my business, I'm going to give 20% of it to the glory of God. And then the money comes in. But instead of giving 20% to God, he gave 5% to God. That is using God for your own purposes. Some Christians join a Christian fellowship for his own purpose. And you saw a new stranger come to your fellowship. Oh, how are you? Hallelujah. I want to come and join your fellowship. But behind, he was looking for new potential for his client. He just came to look for clients, not to join the fellowship. You are blind. You know some people, they will come to the pastor, Pastor, this is a very good product for your body. Free product. Use it, Pastor. Because they will go around and say, do you know this product is so good? Pastor also use it now. Look at Pastor now. Looks so good, right? If Pastor take it, no problem. You should take it. Using pastor's name to advance the credibility of their products. In our country, once a month they have a national prayer meeting for the nation. Wow, a lot of people come. Ren San Ren Hai, a lot of people come. Wow, praying tongue, very loud. Then my friend was sitting at the back. Praying tongues, okay. Looks very spiritual. At the end of the prayer meeting, then you see people pass name cards. And then people pass brochures of their products. They come for two purposes. For prayer meeting and for their business opportunities. Use God for your purpose. There are people who go to a very wealthy church. They say, oh, this is a wealthy church. And then many people go to that church. Because why? They are looking for wealthy clients for their business. They pass up incomes. In some businessmen's meeting, they hallelujah, hallelujah, and yet this is my income.
该是相信人士的地位就常常有这样的情绪，就是大家哈利路亚哈利路亚，身体在赶快消耗一
下。And then now the latest.
最后。
Selling CD and concert tickets in the name of Christianity.
就是有的人他正在非正规的是演唱会的门票，然后以这个基督教之名来说。
To the glory of God.
我们神的荣耀。
Let's buy this concert ticket.
我们一定要买这个门票。
Using God's name for their own purpose.
利用神的名字为了自己的目的。
But now we have the third view of money.It is represented by the character Elisha. Elisha's name means my God is salvation. In other words, my salvation comes from God. In other words, God is the source of my saving help.Now, Elisha turned down Naaman's offer for four reasons. Reason number one, because he knows that it was a common practice to pay magicians for service done in Syria.
因为他知道呢，在亚兰这个地方呢，如果有个魔法师帮你做了什么服务，你就是要付钱的，这是很一般的做法。
So he wants to make a distinction between a true prophet and a false prophet of God.
所以他要做出一个明白的分别，就是什么是假先知，什么是真先知。
He wants to pass a message to Naaman that says you cannot buy Israel's true prophet.
他要告诉亚兰说，你不能够用钱收买以色列的真先知。
That is, he is not a magician.
就是他不是个魔法师。
He wants to let Naaman know that the holy God cannot be insulted or misunderstood by the wrong handling of money.
他知道呢，这个圣洁的人不能够被侮辱，不能够被误会，被收买。
The second reason why Elisha rejected the offer.
第二个原因，他为什么拒绝他的贡献
？Because in Israel during those days, there were false prophets exploiting money in the name of God.
因为在那个时代，有很多的假先知，他们利用机会来赚钱。
So he wants to prove to Naaman there is a true prophet living in Israel.
让他向亚兰证明说，在以色列的确有真先知的存在。
Number three reason.
第三个理由。
In those days, Syria is an arch enemy of Israel that keeps attacking and oppressing Israel. It is a national enemy of Israel. So if he were to accept the money, it will be national betrayal. Number four.He wants to give a true picture of Jehovah to Naaman. He wants to let Naaman know who the true and living God is. Do you know that during that time, Elisha has started the school of the prophets?
因为事实上，在那个时候，伊丽莎已经开始一个先知学校。
And there are many students came into his school.
有很多学生去参加他的学校。
During that time, Elisha had a big need.
在那个时候呢，伊丽莎他有一个很大的需要。
He needed to expand his Bible schools for the students that are coming in.
他必须要扩充他的学校，来接受更多的学生。
He needed bigger building, new buildings with new rooms for dormitory for the students.
他需要呢建更大的一个地方，有更多。
When Naaman came, he had a need. But yet he will not betray God and Israel for the sake of the money. That third view of money is called the kingdom view of money. It represents sacrifice for the right cause.That's the third view of money. Sacrifice for the right cause. Elisha wants the cause of the kingdom to be advanced. He knew and he wanted to prove to Naaman that God can cannot be bought with money. He wants to tell Naaman, you cannot pay for the healing. All is by grace. None can do a favor for God. God is too big to need your help. But unfortunately, among us, there may be a temptation to be lured into the lust for money. Now, this is what you must understand. True steward sacrificed for the cost, not what he could get, but what he could give. True steward promotes kingdom's goal rather than their own business or personal goal. True stewards don't violate principles for personal gain. They never compromise to make a fast buck for themselves. And you know, there was a story. And it was a story about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19 and verse 9. And when Jesus comes into his house, what did he do with his money? His money, he gave it away freely. And what did God say in verse 9? Truly, salvation has come to this house. He is the son of Abraham. Now notice, Jesus only made this comment after Zacchaeus gave his money away. When he learned true stewardship, God said, the kingdom of God today is in this house. He said, salvation has come to this house. Are we really born again? Because when Zacchaeus was born again, he had a right view about money. And God said, when a person has a right view of money, God said, salvation has come into his life. I wonder, do you have a right attitude towards money? Are you really born again? Now I want to conclude by quoting a very famous quotation from John Wesley. Have you heard of John Wesley? Now this is what John Wesley said. Earn all you can. Wow! Taiwan Christians love it. Amen? Hey! I know you will say a big amen. Earn all you can! Then he says, save all you can! Then he says, give all you can! Your son wants to be more amen! That is how we handle money. I'm asking you a question now. Do you live your life according to the standard of Naaman or Gehazel or Elisha? What is your view of money? I want to quote to you what Billy Graham say about money. Heard of Billy Graham, the great evangelist? He says this, if you can handle money correctly, If you can handle money correctly, all other areas of your life will be alright. I believe it is true. I repeat again, if you can handle money correctly, all other areas of your life will be alright. Amen. Now I know now it's time's up. Can we stretch a bit more? Can we have time to stretch a bit more? Where's Rebecca?
可以延长吗? 5点的。
Okay, 那我们就结束了。 Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us very clearly today. Out of your word, you have shown us the way of the kingdom is the way of stewardship. Lord, may you come and help us never to have the view of Naaman of Gehazel. That we will have kingdom's view like Elisha. We are willing to sacrifice for kingdom causes. Lord, today we understand that the money that we have in our hands is not our money. It belongs to God. And his name is Adonai. He's the master. He's the Lord. He's the owner of everything that we possess. All that I have in my hand. We are responsible to be a steward of his money. From today, we will have a new view about money. We don't give money to God. We merely return the money that it belongs to him in the first place. Lord, set us free from the love of money. Give us a new kingdom view of money. And we thank you, Lord, that you will help us in this area. Help us to crucify our flesh. Let the academic nature die. Let covetousness die. Help us, Lord, so that we will be kingdom people, advancing your kingdom on this earth. We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.